Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hi, and welcome back to Get Fit Guy. This is Kevin Dunn. This week, I'm going to start with the modus ponens that I made for you to illustrate today's argument. A modus ponens being a way in propositional logic that we can infer an argument. It starts with premises and leads to a conclusion. 10,000 steps a day is the right number of steps for health. I walk 10,000 steps a day. Therefore, I am healthy. Now, as far as an argument goes, this is actually how most people operate. They see that number, then go out and splash some cash on a Fitbit, Whoop Band, Apple Watch, Garmin, or whatever other brand of wearable fitness tracker and go and get their 10,000 steps a day. As long as you've hit that benchmark, you're good. But as an argument, this is actually invalid. Because for an argument to be valid in formal logic, the premises have to be true and lead to a conclusion which is true. Now, there are many people out there who are doing 10,000 steps a day or more who are unhealthy. So that means we have a false conclusion. So one of the premises is false. Now, if you are wearing a tracker, you can see how many steps you've made. So the second premise, I walk 10,000 steps a day, is true. So it has to be that the first premise, 10,000 steps a day is the right number of steps for health, is in fact false. False premises lead to false conclusions and make for invalid arguments. I love propositional logic. So, if this premise is false, and the 10,000 steps a day argument is invalid, how on earth did it come to be such a widely held belief? Well, like many of the things that we hold so dear, it was the result of viral marketing, not based in any science whatsoever. In 1964, the Olympics were being held in Tokyo. And there was a bit of an obesity problem in Japan. And as a result, there was a big push for awareness around fitness at that time. At the same time as this, one of the world's first wearable fitness devices, which was a pedometer that you wore around your waist like a belt, was introduced in Japan. The idea was that walking was something almost everybody could do. You don't need any special equipment like a barbell to go and do it. And you can start it without any coaching or training. You literally just get them go. Now, in addition, for those cunning marketing people, the Japanese character for the number 10,000 somewhat resembles a person walking. So the concept of Manpokai was born, which literally means 10,000 steps. This idea then spread from Japan to the rest of the world. So, marketing aside, is there any science behind this completely arbitrary number? Well, one study from the University of Sydney showed that 9,800 steps a day reduced the risk of dementia by 50%, and just 3,800 steps a day reduced the same risk by 25%. Another study by the University of Ghent in Belgium showed improvements in obesity and diabetes risk in the 866 participants. However, a follow-up study, only half of the participants were still actively walking, And of those participants, the average step count had fallen to just 4,000 steps a day. Reasons cited included social isolation when walking compared to other activities. For me personally, the problem with 10,000 steps isn't the arbitrary number, it's the effort. I think it's very easy to see that 10,000 steps walking up the face of Mount Kilimanjaro is a lot more difficult than 10,000 steps a day walking from the sofa to the refrigerator. So I would rather that people think about METs.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
A MET, or M-E-T, it stands for the metabolic equivalent of task. And the baseline, one MET, is when you're at total rest. So sitting and reading a book might be 1.3 METs. And jumping rope, 11 METs. So we can see that the amount of energy used in jumping rope, again, depending on factors like your own body weight, how fast you're jumping rope, what the weight of the rope is, because you get heavy ropes, you get speed ropes, but it's 11 times or significantly more than the energy expended doing nothing. The same goes for walking your 10,000 steps. The metabolic output of walking on a flat treadmill at 3 miles an hour is always going to be less than walking outdoors up an incline at 5 miles an hour. There are some online METs calculators, which won't be entirely accurate, however, could still point you in the right direction if you aren't really sure that training with more intensity will be better for you than training with less intensity. As always, there's lots of nuance here. Please don't send me any hate mail that you can't walk fast because you have some kind of condition that I could not possibly know anything about. This is a general podcast for the general population, and main character syndrome is a real thing. In fact, let's talk about intensity. It's one of the hallmarks of, or at least discussed in, CrossFit. Now, they use this equation where they've got force, distance, and time. And it's fairly inarguable that if you move a larger load, so you use more force, across a larger distance in less time, then you've worked harder than if you moved a smaller load, less distance, more slowly. So, is 10,000 steps a day a good measure of anything? Well, maybe. If you're currently completely sedentary, and walking is an easy way for you to get active without having to purchase a gym membership, hire a trainer, and so on, then you should absolutely go for it. In fact, don't even try 10,000 steps to begin with. It'll probably be too many if you're sedentary right now. Start small, increase the distance, then do the same distance and do it faster. But bear in mind the SED principle. specific adaptation to impose demand. At some point, you'll get used to your 10,000 steps and will have maxed out the pace that you can do it in. And then what? You're going to do 11,000 steps a day? Also, bear in mind that the human body was designed or evolved, depending on your theory of creation, to move in different ways. You can push, you can pull, bend, squat, jump, cartwheel, pirouette, carry things, swing from a branch. If you only see your daily movement prescription as being 10,000 steps, you're only ever working on a single motor pattern moving a single direction, since I doubt anyone's out there doing 10,000 sideways or backwards steps. This lack of movement variety is perhaps in the long term not healthy. The best approach is to have exposure to as many patterns and degrees of freedom in as many combinations as you can. This being done whilst also thinking about how you could move more load, more distance, in less time. Walking also does not address Wolf's law on bone adaptation, which is that bone will increase density and strength in response to the stress it's placed under. There's no stress loading in walking, unless you choose to carry a load with you, and there is very little impact. So it's a poor choice for addressing osteopenia or age-related loss of bone mineral density. Because there's no element of tension, it doesn't address sarcopenia at all, sarcopenia being loss of muscle mass. You know, have a look at some pictures of long-distance walking athletes. They're not exactly dripping with muscle mass. This is a side effect of long-distance aerobic effort being somewhat catabolic, but also the fact that it simply doesn't place your muscles under enough load to force any kind of hypertrophic adaptation. This is an adaptation that makes them grow larger. This is certainly going to be a problem for aging populations. So, as always, the message is to think about and unpack what it is you're doing and the reasons why. 10,000 steps a day certainly has no base in science. It was a marketing exercise from the 1964 Olympics, and there are better choices for your health. Although, if you are currently sedentary, getting up and aiming to walk a certain number of steps a day will definitely be better than doing nothing. If you have a question or just want to say hi, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com and you too can be featured on the show. Don't forget to share the podcast with your friends. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, Cameron Lacey, Brennan Getches, and me, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question, leave me a voicemail, 510-353-3104, or send me an email, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Visit the same website, check out the show notes in your podcast app. Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.